Welcome back to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Minus the Brian on this Wednesday afternoon. Got Evan on the board. Got some Wisconsin headlines and you on the phone lines. 844-967-2789. And, before I dive into the Tim Michaels story, actually, I want to just commemorate 1 year ago. The Giannis 50-point game. Ordering the 50 nuggets the following morning. Because the Milwaukee Bucks were the NBA champions 1 year ago today, winning Game 6 against the Phoenix Suns and bringing home the Larry O'Brien Trophy for the first time in 50 years to Milwaukee. Very exciting, commemorating that. I got my Milwaukee Bucks t-shirt on. It was a fantastic team. It was a fantastic playoff run. It is always going to... I will always be curious of what would have happened had Chris Middleton not got injured this year for their playoff run. I think it would have been a complete game changer. Maybe they could have defended the title and went back to back, but not the case. There's always next year, especially with our core three. I'm very excited for the upcoming season for the Milwaukee Bucks. But let's get back to a little bit of news and politics headlines. Over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Corinne Hess writing this one. Governor candidate Tim Michaels criticizes Foxconn deal after making millions on the project. Good work if you can find it, I guess. But now that he's running for governor, Tim Michaels is criticizing the Foxconn project that almost, I believe, 75... At one point in 2019, Michaels was in an interview. It said almost 75% of the Michaels Corporation employees were working on the Foxconn project or something related to the Foxconn project. And so let's dive in over this piece over the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Republican candidate for governor Tim Michaels says the deal Scott Walker struck to bring Foxconn to Wisconsin was a problem and is also criticizing the Evers administration's renegotiation of the Foxconn contract. Michaels' own company was named a subcontractor for the project in 2018, and it made millions of dollars building roads for the Foxconn project. The wealthy business executive has also gotten the endorsement of former President Donald Trump, who proclaimed Foxconn's Mount Pleasant complex would be, quote, the eighth wonder of the world. We have had a problem with the initial Foxconn negotiation, and then Tony Evers said he was going to renegotiate Foxconn, made a big complete mess of it, Michaels said in an interview after a campaign rally on Monday. In May of 2018, Walker visited Michaels Corporation in Brownsville to announce the company would be getting a, quote, significant amount of work in the first phase of the construction of the Foxconn project. Work included building the roadways and building pads at the 1,000-acre site in Mount Pleasant. A year later, Michaels told the Milwaukee Business Journal his company's contract was to build the north-south freeway of I-94 adjacent to the Foxconn property. About 75% of Michael's employees worked on the project, he said. 75% of Michael's employees, Michael's Corporation employees, works on the Foxconn project. Yet he's criticizing it as a bad deal. It was bad negotiated in the first place by Walker. He's got to do that because the former lieutenant governor under Scott Walker, Rebecca Clayfish, is his opponent in the primary. So he's got to criticize it on behalf of that. He's running against the Clayfish team. But he also is criticizing Evers' renegotiation of it, which doesn't really say what about the renegotiation that he criticized. Like, he was just criticizing it generally with a lot of things. It's a lot of superlatives, and that's about it from the Michaels team. He's not criticizing specifics. He's not saying this aspect of the renegotiation was bad and I would have done this. He's just saying, oh, no, no, no. Walker was bad. Evers was bad. He's just criticizing. Because again, as Brian and I alluded to on yesterday's show, Tim Michaels is an empty suit. He wants you to be able to project whatever you want him to be as a candidate onto his empty suit. That is the Tim Michaels candidacy for governor. And meanwhile, even though he's criticizing now that he's running for public office, he's criticizing the deal despite the fact that he made millions of dollars on that deal. So he wants his cake and he wants to eat it too. Because he those contracts are cashed. He cashed in the money for the work Michaels Corporation did to build a site that Foxconn doesn't appear that it's ever going to come to. When you talk about Wisconsin taxpayers being on the hook for almost $1 billion out of that $4-5 billion deal, Tim Michaels is the direct, and corporations like his are the direct recipients of that $1 billion that Wisconsin taxpayers are going to be on the hook for, regardless of if Foxconn actually comes to southeastern Wisconsin. Tim Michaels has already been paid. Those roads have already been constructed. Those building pads for the 1,000-acre site are there. I don't see any of the 13,000 jobs promised by the Walker administration. The Evers administration is at least trying to make sure that Foxconn does not get any more tax benefits without producing the jobs that they had promised initially. It's scaled way back because Foxconn was not delivering at all. And now that Evers renegotiated, they're at least trying. There are signs of very, 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 very tiny movement on that project. But to criticize both the Evers administration and the Walker administration while simultaneously raking in millions of dollars for your construction business is a very, very interesting way to run a campaign for governor. Got one more caller we're going to try to squeeze in here before the end of the show. This is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. We got our friend Andy from Beaver Dam calling in. Andy, what's on your mind today?
Well, Luke and Evan, you guys are young, but in 2004, Tim Michaels, the aforementioned candidate for governor, ran against Russ Feingold
mm-hmm.
and got his butt kicked. And I don't know what about that guy. It's his ego or whatever, but why don't you just run your company and not, you know, I mean, to me, you know, he flips 180 every time you turn around. And I just don't see where he is any kind of an improvement over what we have now. So and the big thing is, like, Gene and, like, Wisco Paul, vote, man, because it's going to take every progressive Democrat and everything to win this thing. So
absolutely. That's it. Appreciate your call, Andy. And I think in this, got less than a minute here, so I got to dive into this a little deeper on maybe a later show. But Tim Michaels ran for governor. He got into the race late because he saw the opening. He saw the hollowing out of the Republican Party here in the state of Wisconsin. Gerrymandering districts to ensure that you have almost a near supermajority in the legislature does not create a backbench of candidates that allows that party to be able to run effective statewide campaigns. You'll never see Robin Voss or Devin LeMahieu run for a statewide office because they can't win. And Tim Michaels thought that, hey, I see the opening. I'm going to do it. We'll get more into that in a future show. This has been Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian, minus the Brian, but still with the Luke and Evan. We'll be back tomorrow.